How are you, Simon?
I'm very good, and I can't believe it's been as long as it has been since I last saw you. I mean, I guess actually it was the summer briefly on that stage on the Tuesday Marketplace.
Yes, it was, yeah, that was great.
That was
it last Sunday afternoon, end of summer sort of show, wasn't it? Last minute day. Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah,
that's really good fun.
I should give you a proper introduction. The Wild Boys are awesome. They tour all around the world, but they're from Lynn, and every so often, if you're lucky, you get to see them in Lynn. So there was the date...
You're very kind.
...we spoke about just a moment ago. That's fine, it's true. But... I can't believe it. You're going to play the Corn Exchange again. And the thing about this performance, and I think it's going to be quite a special one, and I wouldn't be surprised if it sells out. You had a gig back in March 2020, I guess, there to celebrate your 10th anniversary. Very significant. But it was also maybe 3 days or so before we were chucked into lockdown. So for a lot of people, their last night out was with you. Tell us about that performance.
Yeah, well, basically, it was, as you said, Tom, it was our 10-year anniversary. We wanted to do something to, you know, give something back. So all the money, I think, we ended up raising nearly £7,000 for charity. Half went to the Rudham Children's Ward and half went to Cancer Research UK. But yeah, it was, you know, within 3 days, I think it was, it might have even been closer than that. I think it might have been the Saturday and the Monday we had the lockdown. So yeah, it was a lot of people's last night out, and we're hoping that it's going to be a lot of people's first night out 2 years later. So it's going to be it sounds really weird, it'll probably be quite an emotional evening for a lot of people to get back out and meet their friends again and enjoy live music how it should be.
I really think it will. And you do put on a good show. I must have seen you, I don't know, 5-6 times.
A lot. Yeah, definitely. Over the years. It's not easy, Simon. The older we get, the harder it gets, to be fair. But,
It doesn't show. They're very flamboyant.
We're all asleep before the show.
I know. All sipping your lemonade before you come on. I've seen you.
Yeah, something like that.
So what can we expect for someone that has never seen the Wild Boys? Why should they come see you?
Well, yeah, basically, if you love Atlantic music, you're not going to be disappointed. It's a high energy, don't we know it, show. Yeah, we're playing all the songs that make you want to be on the dance floor all night long. It doesn't, you know, we've been doing this our 12th year now. It just doesn't seem to fail. And it's not just us, it's the music. You know, the music is just infectious and so enjoyable that, you know, for me, standing there watching people enjoy it and taking them back a few years to, you know, when they probably potentially were out dancing to these tracks. It's just brilliant. You can't describe it. It's so much fun. It's a fun show. There's a lot of visuals going off and sort of special effects, and yeah, so it's just a fun show, really.
And you're a little bit of a god when you're on that stage, aren't you?
I think I'd turn into a different person, to be honest. A bit like Beyonce, she reckons she does. I think I'd probably be. All of a sudden, I get this burst of energy, which I don't have all the time, believe me. Now we're getting older. But yeah, it's in my blood. It's just there. I've got singing. I love to sing and love to perform. And, you know, like I said, when you see people singing along and enjoying themselves, it's just infectious. It's just brilliant.
But you don't always have a microphone in your hand, do you?
No, I normally have two babies. Yeah. So yeah, I was quite busy through lockdown. I've got a 2-year-old. And I've now got a 3-year-old, a 3-month-old with my wife, Vanessa, who is actually coming back as well to support us at the Corn Exchange after 3 years of no gigs due to us obviously being pregnant and having children. So she's really buzzing. She's really excited. But yeah, I've been a pretty busy dad and also running a pretty big business, Richard Knight Homes Limited, along with my little brother, Rob, who also plays drums with the Wild Boys. We've had a busy couple of years, obviously through trying to build new homes through lockdown and through COVID, not been a very easy process, but we're just at the end of one of our developments in West Walton, so which has been really successful. So yeah, on to the next project.
I bet it never ends. Finish one, start the next.
I just don't know how I operate most of the time with the band and my personal life and with obviously my job as well. It's a big juggling act.
Just
quickly, I can't juggle.
Back to Vanessa. we would have seen her on The Voice, wouldn't we, some time ago?
Yeah, I think that was, oh God, I think she hates me bringing it up now, but I think it's, I think it was 2015, 2016. But wow. It's still something to be. And she got through to the battles, and she got, you know, the guys turned the chair to her, and she was on Rita Ora's team. So she did amazingly well to get through that. But she has got an amazing talent. You know, it's still, I still get goosebumps. I know it sounds sad, but I know she's my wife, but she's singing in the arena at night, and I'm just getting goosebumps.
Amazing.
But she just, it's a natural, you just can't train to be like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. She's just so great, great vocalist.
Well, look, I can't wait to see her perform again. I can't wait to see her. Lovely. Love her.
Yeah,
but
it's been
you guys
a while.
Are amazing. I Love the 80s Party Night is Saturday, 19th of March at the Alive Corn Exchange. Tickets are 14 quid. And you can get them via our events page at radiowestnorfolk.co.uk.